Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Interesting new study. There is a study that says the
We like studies
this
show.
The Cooper Institute in Dallas says that running an hour could add 7 hours to your life. You can run as little as 5 minutes daily, and it will prolong your lifespan.
Five minutes?
Yes. That'll do it.
It's not that hard either.
No, it's not. Well, it might be for you, but...
Well, Mr. 5K over here.
How's that going?
Yeah, I kind of have to back out. I'm having a little knee issue.
Of course he is.
But I've run a lot of my life, so I kind of feel like I've built up 7 hours a lot. So I got to believe I'll live at least 3 more weeks than normal.
But if I run five minutes,
I get an extra 7 hours?
No, an hour gets you seven.
Oh.
But just
you run an hour
minutes,
every day.
You'll never die.
Yeah, just adding 5 minutes continually could add on more to your life.
Well, think about the study, though. As long as you run an hour every day, that's adding seven. Just keep it going. You'll never die.
Yeah, that's not how it works, but that's a good effort.
Oh.
This is what Yoda did, right?
He just kept running?
Yeah.
Well, then he made Luke run after a while.
He ran a lot slower because his legs became a lot, shorter.
I think he was always that short.
Yeah, oh, he was?
He didn't shrink.
Old people shrink.
Not Yoda.
I bet you shrank. At one point, he was like 6 feet.
Well, we'll check Wikipedia.
See how tall Yoda was. Check Wikipedia. Yeah. He's like, what, 2 feet now? Well, you know he's dead, but he was 2 feet.
My problem, he's been dead for a
long time ago.
A long time ago.
But he lived forever, so think how much the average person shrinks over the course of their lifetime. Yoda lived how long?
700-ish years.
Exactly, so that's why he's that small. He just kept shrinking.
Explain Walter Payton, and he's dead.
Yeah.
He ran for a lot of yards.
Once again.
Yoda's 2.16 feet.
It's not guaranteed immortality.
I don't know why that's so funny.
So did Brian Piccolo.
That's a great point. What a crack this study is.
Here's my problem with the study, okay? I bring up the guy who wrote the book of running. Yeah. Jim Fix, who was a legendary running guru back in the 80s.
Yeah.
He died running. And then you got the trainer dude on The Biggest Loser, Bob.
Yeah.
He had like a heart attack.
Does he run?
I think so.
No, We're not talking about fitness. He was in really good shape.
Let me
clarify. We're not talking about other ways of fitness. We're talking strictly about running.
Who's that? Prefontaine, the 4 minute miler?
Yeah.
He's dead.
He died.
Yeah.
How old was he when he died?
I don't know.
He was like 21.
Car accident.
Yeah, car accident.
That's right. I forgot about
nevertheless.
That. Yeah.
Biggest Loser died.
Biggest Loser Bob said it was all genetics. The heart issues were throughout his entire family. So let's say somebody like me who doesn't really have a lot of bad health history in their family, if I run a lot, that's where this applies.
You're good to go.
Yeah, go get it.
You got three extra years in your life.
You ran yesterday. You gained another 7 hours.
Yep.
Yeah.
Somebody on the ticket tech says
40 minutes only.
Nobody tell Jeff that days are longer than 7 hours. No, I understand that. But every time you run, you're gaining 6 extra hours for the 1 hour you run. So you'll never die.
So 4 days is one day.
Yeah, you just keep running. You like Forrest Gump? He's still alive.
You should be in here right now with like a hamster wheel, just running as you're sitting in here.
Does running on a treadmill count?
Yeah, absolutely. I run a treadmill in the winter. I don't mess with this stuff out there.
I'm just saying because you're only in one place. It doesn't have to be like actual...
You're still running. You're just running in place.
Everything I've said during this entire story has been completely farcical.
I want Jamie to keep pointing out people that run that have died. Go ahead, Jamie.
Yeah, what else?
Boba Fett didn't run enough. That's why...
Well, he didn't run. He just walked the course.
Yeah, he flew.
He was lazy and flew around.
He flew, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Lazy
Barry's ass. Still alive.
Barry's going to live forever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he ran a lot. Yeah.
He doesn't run anymore.
Emmett, he ran the most. He's alive. He looks really good.
Basically, if you ever ran, you're going to live forever. You want me to find more runners who are dead?
Yes, could you? Next segment. Okay. Every
How about more
runner
runners who are alive? We'll stick to that.
Look at Carl Lewis.
Still alive.
Still alive.
Edwin Moses, still alive.
Ben Johnson.
Still
cheater,
alive.
But still alive.
Yeah. Michael Johnson, still going.
The best Usain Bolt, still alive.
The best is Prefontaine. Died in a car accident. Yeah, but still died. All right, Phil.
You should have lived through it.
Thank you. What about runners who get hit by a car? Shouldn't they outrun the car because they've been running so much their entire life?
I just think this study should be more clear.
Yes, I do too.
What could do the runners in? Cancer and getting hit by a car?
No, the fact that they run would beat the cancer. They'd outrun the cancer. Now, thank you, Feld.
What about Flo-Jo?
Yeah, Flo-Jo.
Wiki says fastest woman of all time, but she died in 1998.
Yeah. Explain that, Feld.
Get on that.
Ticket text 97136. Yeah.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.